In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, Jesus tells us a story, a parable. And like all of Jesus' parables, this one is an earthly story with a heavenly point. Now, however confusing the details of this story seem, the point is exactly what Jesus says at the very end. You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot serve both God and money. You cannot serve both God and stuff. It just doesn't work. If you try, you will hate one and love the other. You will be loyal to one and despise the other. The point of this parable is, put first things first. Put God first and get your priorities straight. And then after God, put money and stuff and everything else. So, what do you put first in your life? What's your greatest priority? Is it God? Is it money? Is it your health? Or your grandkids? Or your happiness? What? What is the single most important thing in your life? We know how this is supposed to work. It's all right there in the first commandment, plain as day. You shall have no other gods before me, says the Lord our God. And we know. That this means that we should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. That's how it's supposed to work in our lives. We know this. But we also know that sometimes we find ourselves in situations like that steward in Jesus' parable. We get caught up in the things of this life, our responsibilities, our money, our family, our health. All kinds of things start to steal away our fear, love, and trust from the Lord our God. When Jesus says the sons of this world are more shrewd in their generation than the sons of light, he's saying that the godless people of the world at least have their priorities straight in their own minds. The sons of this world know what's important to them and they live accordingly. The most important thing to that steward in the story was to make friends with the people in his community so he could find a safe place to land once he got fired from his job. That was the most important thing to him, and he did everything he could to make it happen. Worldly people have their priorities straight, and they live by them. But we Christians, even all of us gathered here in the chapel today, myself included, we sometimes lose sight of what's most important. We sometimes get first things second or third or fourth, and it all gets messed up, and we lose sight of the most important things in this life and the next. And when we don't put first things first, bad stuff happens. When our earthly responsibilities or our money or our stuff or our friends or our health or anything else starts to edge God out of that top spot in our life, it never goes well. In our epistle for today, St. Paul gives us some examples of just how bad it can go. These all happened while Israel was wandering out in the desert in the Exodus from Egypt on the way to the Holy Land. They lusted after evil. They made idols out of earthly things. They made food and drink and entertainment the most important things in their lives. They got involved in sexual immorality. Sound familiar? And in one day, 23,000 of them fell, died because of their sin. They tempted Christ by abandoning their God. They were destroyed by serpents. They complained and were destroyed by the destroyer, Satan himself. That's what happens when you knock God off the number one spot in your life and don't get first things first. So I ask you again, what is the most important thing in your life? Is it Christ, who for us men and our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man? Is it Christ Jesus, who was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate and suffered and was buried and the third day rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from whence he will come again to judge the living and the dead and to send you into the eternal fires of hell and damnation, or to welcome you into everlasting life in the kingdom of God? Is Christ and his salvation the most important thing in your life? Or is it something else? What comes first